USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The California coast is getting hammered with torrential downpours and hurricane-force winds. Central California got hit with a bomb cyclone Wednesday night, lashing out on the coast with heavy rains and wind gusts up to 85 miles per hour. Bob Orovec, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in suburban D.C.
We do anticipate additional atmospheric river events again over the next week to a week and a half with additional heavy rains and definitely potential for flash flooding.
Power has been lost in nearly 179,000 homes. Mudslides are expected in former wildfire areas.
One benefit is the reservoirs are filling up, and ironically, they may be to a state where they have to start releasing water from some of these reservoirs in a week or so to get too much rain.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed says flooding in the Bay Area is inevitable. Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old criminal justice student accused of killing four undergrads near the University of Idaho, is in the Gem State at the Lautauk County Jail. He arrived overnight, hours after authorities flew him out of Pennsylvania in a private plane. A law enforcement officer said Koberger is being held in a separate holding cell and his demeanor remains quiet. Without a speaker in the House, Kevin McCarthy and his supporters launched a new round of talks late Wednesday with conservative holdouts who have blocked his bid for House Speaker. We'll find out today if any progress was made. Two men were arrested for allegedly attacking four power substations in Washington State on Christmas Day, a crime that led to more than 15,000 homes losing power. There's been similar attacks nationwide. Bonneville Power Administration, Puget Sound Energy, and the Cowlitz County Public Utility District confirmed their substations were attacked in November. In early December, a substation attack took down power for more than 40,000 people and businesses in Moore County, North Carolina. This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
After millions of illegal immigrants have been released into the United States, it's being reported President Biden will finally visit the U.S.-Mexico border next week when he visits Mexico City. We should know more in a few minutes, as Biden will deliver remarks on the border security with Vice President Kamala Harris this hour. With COVID-19 still raging in China, their leadership is allowing citizens to travel the world. Now, the new Omicron subvariant is the most contagious type of COVID you can get. That's according to the World Health Organization. However, it also notes that the variant, called XBB.1.5, does not seem to make people any sicker. The WHO's technical lead said the officials are concerned about the way it seems to be spreading in the northeastern United States, doubling about every 2 weeks. Lawmakers overspending in Washington, D.C. continues to be a problem.
The not-so-great news comes from Creighton University's Mid-America Business Conditions Index survey.
The economy is very likely to slow down significantly in the first half of 2023 and certainly the second half of 2023.
Creighton economist Ernie Goss says they talked to employers in nine states across the Midwest.
When we ask about applicants for job openings in the company, 63% reported a shortage of applicants for any job openings they had.
And Goss says about 60% of the supply managers surveyed expect a recession in 2023. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.